from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come join us. We've been bragging about this barbecue because we've experienced it. It's among the best barbecue we've ever had in our lives. Number two on Yelp in America in 2019. And the owner of Tender Smokehouse joins us now, the great Torrey Hunter. How you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? How you doing, Ben and Skin?
Doing good, man. Good? Honored to have you on now.
I'm honored.
We've had you on before. We've talked about you many times. We desperately wanted you to be a Texas Ranger. We really wanted you to be a Ranger.
Still time, right?
He does look like he can still play.
Come on now. No, I'll play for my wife now. You
okay.
Know? Trying
okay.
to keep that six-pack. That's yeah. my lady's playground, you know?
Well, we always wanted you to be a Texas Ranger. And we really learned a lot about you through Michael Young, who just loves you and says so many kind things about you. So were you ever close to being teammates with Michael Young?
I was very close. I had a conversation with, at the time, Tom Hicks. And you know, it just didn't work out. You know, we received a phone call and was saying there was something going on and be careful. So we were like, what are you talking about? I was going to be at home sleeping in my bed with my kids or whatever and be here for the rest of my life. And this is where I wanted to reside for the rest of my life in Texas. And it just didn't work out. And I had to go on to the Angels. And I
went to the hated Angels.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was instinctual.
Yeah, they're fine. I just had the same reaction. Yeah,
sorry about that.
Yeah, man, I couldn't believe it. I thought I had something going. I thought I had the deal done and be at home in the Ranger Stadium, sleeping in my own bed. And
so it was close.
It was so close.
Oh.
And it just did not work out.
What year around?
End of 2007 season, my last year with the Twins.
Okay.
That next month, we had a dinner at the Hicks' house. And they spoiled us. They treated us with royalty, like royalty. And it just didn't work out, man. Yeah. It was a tough. I wish I could elaborate more, but I can't.
That's fine.
You know, but it's just, you know, I wanted to be here. Trust me when I say that. It sounds like I'm being politically correct. I'm not a politician. I tell the truth.
right. I think that was the same month the Rangers got a water bill they couldn't pay. I don't know. It's all just.
You know what? That's not for me to say. You know?
Because
right now they have a nice stadium, a
yes.
retractable yeah. roof, and I think the future of baseball here in Texas and DFW area, I definitely think they're going to get free agents now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so hot for those free agent pitchers to come here. They don't die out in August and September. We got a retractable roof. You know, me, you know, I was going to come here. I like the heat, and I like to get a tan. So, you know.
right.
Good place for that. Hey, how did you end up in North Texas? Because you're an Arkansas guy.
Yeah.
How did you end up here during your playing days?
Well, we kind of looked at it. I had a lot of family and friends here. So when I was in Pine Bluff, I was staying with my wife's parents. And I told my wife, I said, we have to move. You know, I had more training here. Mm-hmm. In Pine Bluff, Arkansas, was no training. I went to the gym and I worked out with bodybuilders. So I'm lifting like 400, 380. You know, I'm big as hell, you know. And trying to walk in the baseball stadium, swing a bat, and then I can't swing the bat. So I came down here and worked out with a guy here named Jason Marsh, and he kind of took me under his wing. He was a trainer, and I worked out at his place called AIP at the time, and met a lot of guys here, a lot of friends and family. So my wife decided to move here with me, and no state taxes.
Yeah.
You know, 2 hours here from the main airport, 2 hours to the West Coast, 2 hours to the East Coast, and it just worked out perfectly, man.
So we are talking to the great Torrey Hunter on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. We're at Tender Smokehouse in Frisco. So how did you get involved in the barbecue game? And you're not just involved in the game. Number two on Yelp. Tender Smokehouse, number two on Yelp in America. Not just in DFW, in America. So how did you become one of the kings of barbecue?
Well, hold on, I want to interrupt, Ben. Before you say that, what was your reaction when you found that out? I remember Ben telling me, and I was blown away. What did you think when that happened?
I thought it was a prank call. This is a prank. Someone's tripping. I think I told my business partner, Dante Ramirez. He's the operator. He's the brains behind all of it. Because if I was cooking it, we would be number two not to go to.
The bottom of the list?
Yeah, the bottom of the list.
We'll go back to Ben's question. I just thought that was so amazing. But go back to Ben's question. How did you get in this barbecue game?
Honestly, I have no idea. You know, my son's father-in-law, Eddie Bell, just came to me and said he has a friend that wants to open up a barbecue joint, and I wanted to meet him. So I had a chance to meet Dante Ramirez, and he said, I have the best barbecue in Texas. I said, my wife and I, we love Hutchins Barbecue. You know,
oh, it's great.
I have nothing against Hutchins Barbecue. I still love them to this day.
Heck yes,
and
they're great.
So we were eating that, and then the guy brought it over, you know, to our house, and I had my father-in-law there, my family there, and we tasted that barbecue. It was like it slapped me in the face. I'm like, oh my god, what's in this? Did you put some drugs in this thing?
Crack and MSG.
And I'm like, oh my god, this is some good barbecue. The beans were great. The mac and cheese was great. The ribs, they fall off the bone, and the brisket, it was to die for. And he said, I have something special for you, a Wagyu brisket. Ugh. And I was like, Wagyu? Nobody has Wagyu brisket. And we tasted that thing. It melted in my mouth, and I almost fainted. And I don't faint. And so I was like, you know what? My dad was like, if you don't do it, I'm going to go in my 401k. I'm going to get it done. So we invested, and we actually worked in it. My whole family, my sons, my sister, my cousins, and everybody worked in the restaurant for the first, you know, 8 months to a year. And I was in there, you know, bussing tables and people shooing me and giving me a bad time. Some people videoing me and say, I think Tori's broke. I'm washing dishes. I'm sweating. I'm like, you know, Tori. I'm doing all these things. I'm nailing things together. He's teaching me how to do all these things. And before you know it, I kind of learned the system. And I was in to lead, I think you got to go in there and you got to serve first, and you got to learn how to do it yourself. You just can't go around and boss everybody around. I think for people to really get to respect you, you have to go in there and learn these things and do these things. So when they saw me in there, a part owner, a partner, and a guy that, you know, I think some of the guys have told me, you play Major League Baseball. Why are you doing this? Hey, why? I want to learn it. I want to be the best. I want to dominate a market. I want to learn systems, you know, and that's something that's always been in me, to just go out there and try to dominate a market, you know, and that's what we're trying to do.
I want to tell you a quick story. You know, Ben and I, when we were like 19 or 20, we were working at a Chili's, and, you know, waiting tables. And we had a manager that was like, if you walk by a table, even if it's not your table, and you don't pick up an empty dish, you're fired. And it was the idea of like pulling everybody together and getting everybody. And that stuck with me. And I'll be in restaurants and I'll look over the table next to me and it'll have a bunch of dishes on it. And the manager is standing there and I look at it and I go, this restaurant's not going to do well. Their leader is not even willing to do he's got this eyesore right next to me. and he won't do it. And it's like that stayed with me forever. If the top people are doing everything, no matter what the business is, then you know it's got a better chance to succeed because that permeates throughout teams, businesses. That's just culture. It makes the most sense.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that Dante is always talking about, he's the guy, the guru behind all this stuff, and he's taught me a lot in the restaurant business. I was always told, don't get in the restaurant business. You know, I was always doing commercial real estate development and different things like that. I really love it. But I learned to love this, you know, because I have a chance to impart in these young kids' lives. I mean, I never thought I'd have over 100 and something, 120 employees, 126 employees, and I have a chance to impact their lives. And also, I get a chance to pay them, and they go home and have food, shelter, and clothing. They get to pay for their food and get shelter and clothing, and I got it. We've imparted into that. And it's just a gratifying thing, and I encourage anybody, you know, if you're out there trying to start a business, don't look at the money. Look at what you're about to do and what kind of lives you're about to change, and you get a chance to minister to these people.
You're just getting a little sample here of the great Torrey Hunter, just one of the most beloved acts I've ever met in terms of the way that anyone who interacts with you feels about you. Everyone speaks so highly about you, and nobody paid me to say that. But
I'll pay you $50.
That's fine. The stories were started circulating around Salina pretty quickly that, hey, we got this awesome barbecue place. And then it was like, hey, I think Torrey Hunter owns it. And then somebody, and I'll screw up the story, but it supports what you were saying. Somebody started going around social media. Man, there was the nicest car there, and it was like a Rolls-Royce Phantom or something. It was gorgeous, and it was right out front. And I watched a woman. She was bussing tables and washing dishes, and then she went and got in that Phantom and drove home. And they're like, they must pay really well there. But that, to your point, that was probably your wife up there working. Didn't one time somebody tip her $1?
Yeah, and she put it in her pocket.
She earned it.
She earned that $1 like a champ. And my wife was in there. She was in there every day, learning just like me, and bussing tables and serving. And we wanted people to have the great experience. Of course, the barbecue is great, but it's not good if you don't have that great service. And you know, people coming home from work or coming to the restaurant from work or for lunch, they had a rough morning, and I get a chance to cheer, brighten up their day by with a smile or with some banana pudding.
Yeah.
And when they eat the banana pudding, they're like, oh my God. And you go back to work skipping. Yeah, it's a banana pudding. I'm good today. So if we can make your life better in the smallest way, by coming to Tender Smokehouse, I definitely think it's well worth it.
We're talking to Torrey Hunter here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. We're at his spot, Tender in Frisco. It's right off Preston. Would love if you came by today and had lunch with us. Love to hear your thoughts on the series that starts. By the way, you're going to be watching the series here if folks want to come watch the game with you.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be watching the game tonight. It starts at 7. Am I right?
That's right.
Yeah. It was 12, but they changed it due to, I guess, weather they had earlier this week.
7:08 first pitch.
7:08 first pitch. And if the game is not over and you want to stay and watch it, I think we're going to stay open for you guys.
All right.
So come watch the game and have Pudge Rodriguez's beer, 13 gold.
Yeah. That's right.
And he didn't pay me to say that.
Those are good people over there at Nine Band. Those are good folks. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So you know what is better if I have Roller Town in my place?
There you go. I like that. There you go. Okay, so tonight, Max Scherzer against Gerrit Cole, who, I mean, good God, two beasts on the mound.
Oh, man, Gerrit Cole, you know, obviously had 326, 27 strikeouts this year, 20 wins. Verlander, same thing, over 300 strikeouts. But you talk about Scherzer in Strasburg, they're pretty good. So this game one and two, you talking about hitting? No, there probably won't be any hitting. It's going to boil down to who's going to execute, who's going to bunt him over, who's going to hit and run, who's going to take the extra 90 feet, because you have to get that extra 90 feet to defeat these guys, and you can't make no mistakes. Whoever wants him more going to have to be fundamentally sound these next two games, because it's going to be rough.
There are very few things that are better in pro sports than a World Series or a league championship pitching duel. Yeah. I mean, the tension is unbelievable. You get to the ninth inning or eighth inning, and no runs are scored or something like that, or it's 1-1.
Yeah.
Just wait for that tiny little mistake.
Yeah.
That is incredible sports tension.
And it's tripped out because the fans, their emotions go up and down like a roller coaster, because now you got two runners on base, a man is on second and third, and it's one out. And
you freak it out.
Then Scherzer and Cole, Gerrit Cole shuts it down because they're that type of pitcher.
Right.
They're shut down pitchers. And then so you're thinking something's going to happen. Then they defuse the situation in the stadium, and now your emotion's like, aw, yay,
aw.
Yeah, so and that's the – I think those games are great. And you know, I think with the Astros – playing the way they're playing, that team is the team to beat.
Yeah.
They've been to the World Series just recently in the last 3 years. And you got Altuve, Springer, who was the MVP of the last World Series. You got Mr. Smooth, Michael Brantley, hitting over there. Be careful with him. He don't care who's on the mound. He will destroy you silently. He's the silent assassin. That's what we always called him. And so I definitely think the Astros battle at the plate. They're my favorites to win the thing. But I had a lot of ex-teammates with the Nationals.
Oh, cool.
With Howie Kendrick, Anibal Sanchez, Scherzer. And so I definitely think that, you know, I'm rooting for those guys, but not rooting.
Right, exactly, exactly. That is Torrey Hunter. We're at Tender Smokehouse
in
Frisco. Come on through. You can watch the World Series Game 1 with him tonight. And I got to tell you this. We knew we were going to love you before we got to know you, and we've known you for a while now.
Yeah.
Because of the people that we did know very well and respected and the respect they have for you. And so I texted Thad Levine and Michael Young, telling them you were coming on the show, and they were just, oh, my God, he's the best. They love you so much. And Michael, I think this, you guys give each other grief all the time. Michael said, you got to ask him about being a grandpa.
Oh,
so I got to ask you about that from Michael.
Man, you know, it's different, man. I can't believe I'm married to a grandmother. It's crazy. She's hot, though. Ain't never there's such thing as a hot grandmother.
Man, that's your category, right?
Hey, so we're excited, man. It's nothing like seeing your sons have kids or your daughters have kids. You think about the bloodline and what you can do and change the mindsets of your family and make them better than you were, 10 times better than you were, because I'm a lot wiser than I was when I was raising my sons. I've been through a lot while I was raising my sons, and now I've overcome and made some adjustments, adjustments that can, you know, take you to another level. And so I'm able to give that to my granddaughters and my grandson, so they can be better, 10 times better than my kids were. And so it's always good when you see your bloodline playing over there. It's always good when your grandson jumps off the table and you know, things just happen. And I just say, get up, you know, because I know that's the way life is. You're going to fall, but you got to get up.
Right.
And so that's what I'm going to teach my grandson. Life ain't easy, man. You don't get no participation sticker here.
But
you got to put in the work.
You look like you're 28.
Yeah, man. You know what? I tell people I'm 28. You know, I tell people I'm 28 all the time. I never tell them my real age. You know, I don't know if I was the first player. You guys probably have to look this up, but I hit 20 home runs with 80 plus RBIs, and I was a grandparent twice.
Wow, man.
Is that right? Oh man, the guys would be like, "Hey, man, you know, I took a steroid test." They came in every time I hit home runs, and that Monday they'll be like, "Come here,
here, Grandpa.
Come, I need to check your urine."
Oh man, that's hilarious. Hey, Torrey, thanks for jumping on, man. We want everybody to come out to Tender.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.